Yeah, did. Yeah, did. Good morning, 7:35. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Hunter out today, taking the day off. He had his birthday yesterday, so I know he partied probably hard enough to take the day off. Hungover Hunter is pretty useless, so I gave him the day off. I said, just enjoy it. That's my gift to you. Have fun. So don't worry, though. We're still going to get it on. So let's do it right now. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite, right here, Southwest Michigan. Love it, man. Your topic for today, what three words, seemingly harmless words, sound really creepy when they're together? Not just three words, but you put them together, you're like, whoa. That was kind of creepy. How about I see you? I see you. Wait a minute. What do you mean you see me? I don't see you. How do you see me? This is creeping me out. I like this one. Want some candy? I mean, I would love some, but I feel like you putting that together is maybe here's some candy. That's not as bad. Here's some candy or want some candy. I don't know. If someone's in a van, they say want some candy. I mean, who knows? They could just have a nice bag of candy and they give you a piece of candy. But I think that's all about tone. That's all about tone and how you say it. Want some candy? Like that's really creepy. Don't ask me that in that creepy of a way. We got some great answers on Facebook. What three seemingly harmless words sound really creepy together? Sherry said, just the tip. Again, context. You got, when is it being said? How is it being said? I think that goes with a lot of things in there. Just the tip? You can make that pretty creepy. Let's see. Whitney had one. She said popcorn Coke. Those are three very seemingly random, harmless words. Popcorn Coke. That's not a thing, is it? No? I hope not. I know they make popcorn jelly beans, which are disgusting, by the way. The buttered flavored jelly. Who wants a butter flavored jelly beans? Is that three words that are creepy together? I like Dan's. What three seemingly harmless words sound creepy when put together? 1 million served. We see it everywhere. Yeah, I can see that being creepy. 1 million served. Okay, like how did you serve them? Did you serve them food like we all know the saying is? I mean, we understand what Mickey D's is getting at when they say, you know, 100 million served, but you could make that creepy. Could make that creepy. Patty had a good one. Damp, dark, moist. I mean, let's be fair. Moist is kind of creepy. I get it. It's just a normal word, okay? We shouldn't hide from the word moist. It describes something. Oh, that is very moist. But when you put dark, damp, moist together, I mean, I'm not going anywhere that's dark, damp, and moist. Okay? Warm, damp, moist, maybe. Dark, damp, moist, it's a little creepy to me. Usually someone who says, want some candy, is going to take you to a dark, damp, moist place after you go in the van to get the candy. Just saying, it's all about context. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What three seemingly harmless words sound really creepy when you put them together? We got more when we come back. Creep me out, man.
Morning show with Brock and Hunter.
Good morning. 7:50. Welcome to it. Your Specialite topic of the day today. What three seemingly harmless words sound really creepy together? I've had some good ones so far. Like Jennifer said, put that away. Three seemingly harmless words. You put them together, you're usually in trouble with HR. You know, if you're hearing, put that away, that's an HR meeting. Let's see. Chuck said cream pie sponge. Damn it, Chuck. Come on now. Why are you, all those words, seemingly harmless, and you put it together like that, you sick son of a bitch. Rick had a good one. Three seemingly harmless words that sound creepy together. Hot and slick. Oh, it's hot and slick. Everyone's. I'm sorry. This is a terrible topic. This is absolutely terrible. Matt said warm, moist, sweet. Yes, all harmless words. All harmless words. But when you put them in that order, and really sweet, moist, warm, that's bad. Moist, warm, sweet. I like that's that. It's not good either way you put them together. Let's see. Brian said Brock and Hunter. All right, that's fair. All right, that's fair. Okay. I'll let you have that one, Brian, because that was a pretty decent answer. Jeff, Big Papa J said, you finished yet? Again, context. How are you saying it? When are you saying it? Where are you saying it? Let's see. Joshua, what three seemingly harmless words sound creepy when you put them together? But oven express. You really, you know what, Josh, I'm going to give you credit here. You really took this. You took this topic and you felt it wholeheartedly. Butt oven express, yes. Three seemingly harmless words that are creepy together. Butt oven express? Oh, that might be a good band name. Dibs on band name. Tony had a good one. Smell my finger. All right, Tony. You know what? I shouldn't have read it. When I was looking at it, I was like, yeah, okay, that'll be fine. We'll get that in there. We went from butt oven express to smell my finger. And to be honest, those two sentences next to each other is creepy as well. Okay? You can't go those two together. Butt oven express and then smell my finger. Back to back. It just doesn't work. Don't put them together. And if you try and mix them up, it's going to be bad too. It's just terrible. We'll end with Sydney's. Sydney had a good one. You smell delicious. Thanks, Sydney. You're creeping me out. I know I smell delicious, but you don't need to look me in the eye and say it all creepy like that. All right, we'll be back with more. Stick around.